The Democrats are in rebuilding mode after colossal but not unexpected loss Donald Trump and the GOP handed Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Part of the reason, but not the sole reason for the loss, was the unethical nomination process the party ran to favor Hillary Clinton over all comers. The DNC failed to tap into the enthusiasm of Generation Xers and millennials who shun the neoliberalism of the current Democratic Party that stands for military interventions, imperialism, and big money donors. The DNC is getting close to choosing a new DNC chairman after its last chairperson, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, was forced to resign for unethical dealings during the primary season. It appears that Keith Ellison may be the strongest candidate entering into the home stretch as he picks up the endorsement of Congressman John Lewis. Lewis, a civil rights movement icon, explained why he endorsed Ellison in a recent video, saying Ellison has the ability and capacity to inspire people to stand out, to speak up, and to speak out. We need his leadership. We need his vision. We need his commitment and his dedication now more than ever, Lewis says. However, Ellison by no means has the position locked up as former President Obama, who oversaw the collapse of the Democratic Party, losing hundreds of electors seats during his 8 years in office, is trying to shove his former Labor Secretary, Tom Perez, down the throats of the party members, just as he sought to shove Hillary Clinton down their throats. If the Democratic Party wants to return to relevance again, it would do well to listen to the future of the party, or they can continue to push the corporate candidates that their big money donors want and continue to lose, as the last election proved. Big money doesn't win elections, votes do. And if they want the votes, then they must elect Keith Ellison to become the next DNC chairman. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report. For independent Black news and views, visit blacktalkradionetwork.com.